from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review joins us. I guess, first of all, tell us, what do you think Brandon Sutter does well? How will this be a benefit for the Canucks?
Well, he has scored some goals this season, you know, big goals, important goals, and did score a decent amount of them for his role. He's a good PK guy. He's certainly somebody in the locker room that the Canucks are not going to have to worry about whatsoever, whether it's, you know, second line, third line, whatever type of minutes they want to give him. He's a good person, a good hockey guy, Jim Rutherford called him today. If you're an advanced stats guy, you probably don't like Brandon Sutter. He does not fare well in a lot of those categories. Some of it can be dictated by zone starts or matchups, that sort of thing. You know, the criticism can be that, you know, maybe he's a little bit weak on the puck or not so fast, but he does have a decent shot. He's a good teammate. He can handle himself with some various types of wingers. Definitely good on the PK.
Why do the Penguins, do they make this deal just so they could add Fair as well?
I don't think that they were completely separate, let me say it that way. I think there's also, and there has been, at least over the past month, probably more, a desire to move Brandon Sutter. And it's not because they were unhappy with anything Brandon Sutter did. It's simply because his contract's going to be up. They know within their structure, especially since they got Phil Kessel, that they can't pay him what he's going to get as a UFA. So they want to get something for him. Their return, I think, might have been more than they were anticipating, quite honestly. But there was a belief, and Brandon Sutter backed this up, that it just wasn't going to work out here. They were going to get rid of him. They didn't want to make the deal at the deadline this year upcoming. It's just better to move on now, get what you can. Brandon Sutter, he told me in an email today that, you know, wasn't really expecting anything, wasn't expecting to come back with the Penguins. It was just a matter of where he was going to go. So the Penguins wanted to get a return. It's not that they were unhappy with Brandon Sutter's play. Jim Rutherford talked today at his conference call that he was on just about how much respect he has for Brandon Sutter, the hockey player, and Brandon Sutter, the person.
Who, I guess, is better will be the third-line center in Pittsburgh next season?
Well, I had originally thought Bonino might come in and fit well with Pascal Dupuis and Chris Kunitz, and I still feel that way, but what they did today was definitely done with the assumption that when Eric Fair is recovered from his elbow issue and healthy, he will be the third-line center. Nick Bonino will be the fourth-line center. Who the wings are with Fair, I think you could probably tinker with that a little bit. I mean, right now, if I were to make out a lineup, it's going to be Chris Kunitz on the left wing, Pascal Dupuis on the right wing. But those guys have a lot of ifs attached to their name, especially Dupuis. And if they play well, I honestly don't see them staying on the third line. I think they'll try to, you know, move one of them up with Sidney Crosby, maybe move Kunitz with Malkin. That has worked well at times. So I don't know if that will stay together, but that's at least where they're going to start. And some other guys they might look at is a guy like Bo Bennett. They'd like to get more out of him and playing him in a little bit more of a scoring line role. Not that the third line's a ton like that, but it's a little better than the fourth, I suppose. But try to get him some more minutes. Maybe Sergei Plotnikov. It's kind of the Russian kid that they picked up. He's kind of an unknown. They don't really know where he will fit. They're kind of penciling him right now on Evgeny Malkin's left wing. We'll see what happens there. But I would say those are the top candidates.
Nick Bonino had some success playing on the wing in Anaheim. You think that's a possibility rather than seeing him on the fourth line? They'd see him on maybe one of the on the wings in the top two lines?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out at this point, although, you know, if everything goes the way they want it to go, and Patrick Hornquist isn't going anywhere, Phil Kessel isn't going anywhere. They would like David Perron to produce the way he did when he first got to the Penguins. And if that's the case, then there's not going to be a spot open on Sidney Crosby's line. And if Sergei Plotnikov plays the way he can, or Chris Kunitz, there's really not going to be a spot open there. And I think both of those guys, you know, if they do what the Penguins think they can do, or what they've done at times throughout their career, would probably have more of a pedigree there than Nick Bonino. Rutherford said this afternoon that first, you know, if he had his druthers, the first priority is going to be to play him at center. They certainly prefer it that way. But, yeah, I mean, as you guys know with the Penguins, you always see injuries and weird things and freak accidents and who knows what happened to this team. So Would I rule out Bonino playing wing? Absolutely not. But I think at this point, with everybody healthy, they want him at center.
Do you anticipate any more change? Do you anticipate any more changes coming to Pittsburgh, or do you think they're going to look to make any more trades as we start approaching the season?
Yeah, it's a tough one because they are dangerously close to the salary cap, at least for them. About $600,000, give or take. And you saw them get into trouble last year. That's why they were down to five defensemen. There just weren't a lot. They didn't have the mobility to do anything. And I know Jim Rutherford doesn't want to get caught in that same situation again. So I get the sense that they would listen for deals. I don't know what the market is for Chris Kunitz, Rob Scuderi, veteran guys with bloated contracts. Maybe a floor team would take them on. But I have a feeling if they were really looking to do that or willing to do that, it would have been done by now. I don't think that's the type of thing that would wait till July, maybe even August. But I don't think this roster is ideal for Jim Rutherford the way it's currently constructed. So whether it's a trade, whether it's a salary dump, something like that, to answer the question directly, I do think they have something left here.
What about Christian Ehrhoff? Was it just money why he's not back in Pittsburgh? And are you surprised he's still unsigned at this point?
Well, money, performance. I'm not sure how much Ehrhoff really liked it here, and I don't think he's going to come out and say that directly. But well before the start of free agency, his house went on the market, and this was a time where the Penguins weren't ruling out anybody or anything, and he basically packed up his things and said, I'm out of here. So, and he's a classy guy. He's not going to throw the organization under the bus, but I'm not sure it was a perfect fit, whether it was because of injuries or whatever. And the Penguins, I think, were just happy to move on, too. They've got some young guys in their blue line. Brian Dumoulin is one of them. They obviously want Derek Pouliot. You guys would know about him to play and get premium minutes. They re-signed Ian Cole. So they have a lot of direction with younger guys that they want to go. They also brought in Tim Erickson. There just really wasn't a place for him. And you can't, a defenseman at his age, yeah, he's got some ability, but based on what they want to do moving forward and the uncertainty surrounding his health, I think it was a little bit more than money.
Jason, we really appreciate the rundown. Off-season, man, it's getting shorter by the day. I appreciate it. Hopefully you get some time off in August.
You got it. Take care.